Jesse and Tausch live.
New record.
From the Greater Bucky Open.
Bulaga, no way. Joe Thomas, new record.
Joe Thomas just put Bulaga in his place.
Yeah. In fairness to both Joe and Brian, and quite frankly, the person who gets blamed most for the time management issues we have in the program, I thought having Joe and having him span the emotional discussion at the Greater Bucky Open, obviously I was friends with Howard Moore when we were college students together, so his family speaking. I'm glad we were able to avoid the uncomfortable situations we've had in the past where we are trying to do a radio program when really important stuff is being discussed. So I was perfectly happy to blow up the clock to both get great information and allow that kind of heavy conversation to occur. So it worked out well for us, and now we got to play some catch-up the rest of the way, but we'll figure it out. Jesse, my starting question for you is, it's time for the weekend preview. Are you there just having girls dance in front of the camera, or are you actually going to do the weekend preview yourself?
Oh, I got the weekend preview, Jason. We're ready to roll here. And I was not here to have people dance. I can safely say that. I did not
see
that. Well,
you got DJ Diesel coming to town today. Everybody wants to dance a little bit.
It's a dancing
kind of
thing.
That was something. No doubt about that. Time now for the weekend preview.
Five games on the football weekend docket, guys. Which one are you most interested in watching? Which one are you going to go watch some high school golf during? College football on Saturday. 21st-ranked Michigan at Nebraska, 2:30 on CBS. 9th-ranked Illinois at number 19, Indiana. Big Ten Saturday night, 6:30 on NBC. Yeah.
Okay.
NFL slate, kind of a weak one, honestly, in week three
here.
No, it's not. Battle of the backups, Bengals-Vikings, simultaneous to Packers-Browns, noon Sunday on CBS. America's Game of the Week with Big Game Burkhart and Brady. Cowboys-Bears.
Oh.
3:25 Sunday afternoon.
That's going to be a really fun game. That's going to be really fun. And then you got Broncos-Chargers. Like, the NFL is too good to not have. There's always going to be a good matchup.
Well, Broncos-Chargers is the 3:05 game. Chiefs-Giants, your Sunday night football game. The NFL is always going to have a good game.
Well, they don't flex that. I don't know why the Chargers-Broncos. I think there's a good chance one of those two teams is going to dethrone the Chiefs, and that game is going to be big. I am higher on the Broncos than maybe other people are, but that'll be a really good game. I wish that was on a bigger window because I'm sure we won't even get it here in Wisconsin.
It is on in the Green Bay and, like, the northern markets. I was looking at that coverage map that they
have. Sure.
So it's on up there, but in Milwaukee and Madison, we're getting the Vikings Bengals.
So this will be surprising to you. The game that I'm most interested in there is Illinois-Indiana. Both teams still on Wisconsin's schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Brett Bielema. Illinois has done a fantastic job. They are a top 10 football program now. And I think a lot of Badger fans look at envy with what Brett and the Illinois Fighting Illini have done. So that's going to be a big test for them. A great weekend of Big Ten football. Going to kind of start seeing which direction these teams are going to go because everybody just assumed Indiana is going to be really good again. We don't know that. We'll find out a lot about a lot from those two games. And I'm picking Illinois-Indiana as the game of the weekend for me that I'm most interested in.
We're going to find out a lot about a lot. I like that. I like that a lot. I'm out on the Saturday games. I will not be watching high school golf. I'll be watching high school cross country and then high school volleyball. So I appreciate having those options on Saturday. And then on Sunday, look, the Packers play the Cowboys next week. I want to see if the Bears are going to be 0-3. That is the game after Packers-Browns. I'm intrigued by both those teams because I don't think either one of them are very good. And they are part of the Packers' schedule.
My cover five. Got the Bears winning that one.
Yeah.
You do? Okay. Bold strategy, Cotton.
I don't know. Dallas's defense stinks.
Oh, and the Bears' defense is so much better.
Touche.
At least
Hunter.
I trust Dak. To
I forgot Hunter. I forgot Hunter's
Cowboys fan. Hunter's.
Yeah,
producing.
But it's in Chicago, right? It's not.
It is. It is.
Yeah, yeah, it's in Chicago. But compared to the two quarterbacks, which one do you think can actually run a competent
Dak.
Offense
yeah,
on time?
Dak all day.
Yeah,
all day.
Exactly.
Maybe I need
it's going
to
be 50-40, but the Cowboys will win.
Okay.
Hunter, this seems like a good opportunity briefly before Tausch tells us about Coors Light to ask you how you're holding up. And are you feeling good that your favorite team replaced Micah Parsons with Jadeveon Clowney, who I believe has now played for 16 NFL teams and maybe a couple in the Canadian and UFL leagues as well?
You know, I'm really proud of the front office for identifying a weakness with this team. They said, hey, you know what? The pass rush really isn't coming through right now. We got to go fill that hole. So Jerry Jones really being a good GM, and I'm really happy about it. We've got plenty of draft capital coming up. You know, it's good. It's good. Everything is fine. I'm not concerned at all. Everything's fine.
Hunter is the little dog in the burning kitchen. And he's got his little Cowboys jersey on. Tausch, you know what puts out the fire and puts out your thirst? It's this cool, cold Coors Light.
Indeed, Coors Light is brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it is made to chill. And if your team stinks, Coors Light will help you chill out. If your team is awesome, enjoy and celebrate with Coors Light. Make sure those mountains are cold activated, are blue, so the cold-activated bottles and cans are chilled to perfection. Coors Light is made to chill. Suburban Responsibly Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Oh, the green and gold game preview is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Tausch, roll on from the Greater Bucky Open. Time now for our green and gold game preview.
Let's take a closer look at this week's matchup. This is the green and gold game preview.
All right, fellas. Week 3, first road contest of the year for the Green Bay Packers visiting the Cleveland Browns for the first time since I was there for DeShone Kizer versus Brett Hundley in December of 2017.
Who had the great punt return in that game?
Oh, boy.
Big punt return at the end of that game.
Yeah.
Who was that, Jason?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
All right.
What's the big storyline heading into this weekend's game, Tausch?
Well, I mean, I think with Tucker Kraft's news, that's big. But to me, it is, can this Packers defense continue to dominate a team that they should dominate? And we're at that point now where I think we're getting to the point where we're so confident that this defense is dominant. You got to prove it against a really, at best, average offensive football team. These are the games that you put your stamp on being a dominant defense, and if that is the case, I think Green Bay wins relatively easily.
Yeah, I'm going with the low-hanging fruit, and Tausch said it earlier in the week. He loves that term, strack. Don't let Myles Garrett strack your quarterback and have them return it for a touchdown, and then they get a couple, they get one cheap touchdown somewhere else. Maybe they get a return touchdown against the not-so-good special teams, and suddenly now you're in a dogfight with a not-very-good team at the dog pound. So, to me, the big storyline is how do you make sure that your field-tilting, game-wrecking edge rusher, Micah Parsons has more of an impact than their field-tilting, game-wrecking edge rusher Myles Garrett does. Next.
Besides Jordan Love and Micah Parsons, which player will most impact the success of the Green Bay Packers on Sunday afternoon, Tausch?
Good question. Devontae Wyatt. You didn't take him off the list, did
no,
you?
No, Devontae Wyatt.
Yeah, I think he's okay. Kind of you've heard everybody talking Rashawn Gary and Van Ness and Micah Parsons and then, you know, raving about Xavier McKinney. I saw Halfley, and that's all great and very deserved. Mm-hmm. But Devontae Wyatt's been a pest. He's been very active in a, you know, I know they picked up the fifth-year option, correct, Jason?
Correct. That yes, sir.
He needs to be disruptive because you're not going to be in a better scenario than where he's at. You have Rashawn Gary, who's a very good pass rusher, and obviously all the attention's to Micah. You're not going to get all the attention. You're going to have one-on-ones. You're going to have opportunities to win, and he's done that very well so far. He, I believe, was thinking about Steinhoffling him, but I think he's almost getting to that point where if he continues on the path that he's at, he'll probably be on that list that we can't take. I think Devontae Wyatt will be critical getting in Joe Flacco's face. You got to move him off his spot. That's a good way to do it, I think, Devontae Wyatt.
He is not ineligible, and you allowed someone else to win last week, so you might want to consider taking him in our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week. I'm going to say Josh Jacobs. The Browns' defense has allowed 91 rushing yards total in two games. Josh Jacobs has 150 yards on 42 carries. It has been tough sledding for him in the first two games against a lot of stacked boxes. So this is another challenge for him, and it'll be interesting to see how effectively this offensive line can create some holes, especially if they're doing it once again without Zach Tom and if Anthony Belton can be a factor there. So to me, Josh Jacobs is my non-Parsons love player as my pick. Jesse, what's next?
So, Jason, I was going to ask, you know, Jaden Reed being out, Joe Thomas gave us basically the key to the game in saying that two outside great corner. Who's going to be that slot guy? Hey, Matt LaFleur sees what Joe Thomas is talking about. Who are they going to put in there, and who are they going to go work that third corner? Who's that guy?
If that is the game plan, and if Matt LaFleur does listen to Joe Thomas and listens to Wilde and Tausch, at least in the podcast form or on YouTube later, I think it's got to be Matthew Golden. I think that's who I'd line up there get some mismatches.
Hey, we like that.
Huh? You like that?
We like that a lot. Absolutely.
Jesse?
The Packers improve to 3-0, beating the Cleveland Browns if blank. They're 8-point favorites. Tausch?
Handle their business. You could use all the cliches you want, but and I know we can't use turnovers because that is such an indicator to what it is, but I look at this game and I think if you don't turn the football over and you don't give them short fields and you don't you win. So my answer will be win the special teams battle, because if you win that battle with field position, you make a big play and you don't allow them to get anything. This is one of those games where they might Jason Eck this thing up a little bit. Mm. You know, they're going to try and do gimmicks. They know. They watch film. They realize we are not going 80 yards consistently. We need to do reverses on – we need to do trick plays. We need to get some of these stuff on special teams. This needs to be a Packers special teams victory this week. If the Packers special teams wins its battle, they're winning this game. Packers special teams is going to be the big swinger on this, and if they win it, the Packers win going away.
It's if all the players on the Packers defense make the flight. If they all manage to miss the flight to Cleveland and then they have to bus and they get to the stadium late, then maybe the Packers don't win this game. But look, this could be the best defense in the league. It's only two games in, and they still have a lot more to prove. I don't think there is a trace of complacency in that group. I know Rob Domofsky told you guys yesterday this is a good team, and they know they're a good team. Well, this is a great defense in their opinion, and they firmly believe they're a great defense. And now they're aiming for more than just, hey, good performances every week because we're one of the top defenses. They want to be the best defense in the league. They have the swagger for it. This is an opportunity against a team that they should manhandle defensively. This is their opportunity to do it. So that is how they go to 3-0.
I know it's early. Do you think that that group, Micah and everybody else, is going to start thinking of themselves as a Ravens, Buccaneers, Bears? Is that the goal that they want to have?
I do believe that, yes. And I also believe what you said, even though they are certainly respectful and appreciative of their quarterback, I think they love the idea of their identity being, we've got a kick-ass defense. I think they love the idea of that in a place where they have not had that. You know, I know Micah Parsons has only been here 3 weeks, but the Packers, as you pointed out weeks ago now, I think it was after the Detroit game already, you don't think of many Packers teams being defense-led, and I think they relish the opportunity to be the ones who set the tone for this team.
No crowd about it.
I'm told on TikTok they're calling it the cold front.
What is?
The Packers defense.
Hunter Vaughn told you that's what's happening on TikTok.
Oh, yeah, you did tell
me
that.
Well, he's still accurate, Hunter. I mean, he was told by you.
Yeah, but he tried to take more credit than he deserved here.
Do we like the cold front?
It's not even cold yet.
No, we don't like it. Keep workshopping it.
All right.
But we also don't like it when you've been injured in an accident. But nevertheless, that happens from time to time, and you need to make sure that you're taken care of and that you've got the right team on your side. And that team, of course, is Grubeloff's. Is one call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. David and his team are the best in the business. So go to the website, gruber-law.com, to find out more. Our prize picks for the weekend are next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Jesse and Tausch roll on from the Greater Bucky Open. Time now for our prize picks of the week.
A chance to win some real money courtesy of Prize Picks. These are the real projections over on the Prize Picks app. More or less is the name of the game. Romeo Doubs listed right now.
We do him every week.
We have been, but he's been a good option for us lately.
Has he been winning?
Last week he did not. The first week he did by a lot, yes.
So then is he a good option if he's won us once and didn't win us the other?
I feel good about this projection knowing where the Packers receiving.
Jordan Love last week cost me. I put a little six-piece out, and I went less on Jay Love because we all agreed.
Yeah.
And
that
old rascal, he was on it last week.
Dobbs more or less than 39.5 receiving yards on Sunday. That doesn't seem very high.
Well, we just heard Joe talk about the great cover corners and the fact that we do think the ball is going to come out quicker. I don't think, I think Matt LaFleur recognizes that Cleveland's way to win this game is by holding the football and having bad things happen with strikes or with interceptions or, you know, sacks. So I'm going to go less.
Ooh.
Yep.
Without Jaden Reed?
Yep.
Possibly without Tucker Kraft?
Yep.
Against a good run defense? Mm-hmm.
Between what Joe said and what you said, sounds like it's a Matthew Golden week.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. I'm assuming you're going to get Matthew Golden's numbers, and that's when I'll go more.
And you'll take him as your Steinhoffel sleeper of the week as well.
You could take that to the bank.
First round pick.
Jason, 39.5.
I'm going to go more. I'm going to disagree with old T on this one. I think 39.5. I know what you're thinking here. You're thinking what I'm thinking, and that is somebody's got to catch passes, and 40 yards ain't that much for him to get.
That is what I was
thinking. That is what somebody was thinking.
But now I'm being swayed otherwise here. Matthew Golden not listed on PrizePicks right now.
It's too dicey for PP to do. We don't know.
Yeah.
PP.
How about Josh Jacobs, who has scored a rushing touchdown in 12 straight games? Jason, is that correct?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think it's 11.
It's either 11 going on 12 or 12 going on 13. Either way, almost around a dozen straight games with a touchdown.
Remember when we used to do that with Roger's age all the time? With he's 36 going on 38.
11 going on 13 consecutive games with a touchdown for Josh Jacobs. More or less than 0.5 rushing or receiving touchdowns.
Yeah, I'll
for
go
Josh
more.
Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs is a touchdown maker. We don't have a vulture on this team. We don't have a quarterback that we like tush-pushing. So Josh Jacobs is the guy, and he'll find his way in the end zone one way or the other.
I'm with Tausch on this one. I will definitely take more.
All right. How about the other side? Joe Flacco, more or less than 229.5 passing yards.
Oh, I feel really good about less on that.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is
garbage time.
It could be that they're scrambling, and
they did put Dylan Gabriel in garbage time last
night. He throws a good deep ball, Joey Flacco. And we have not seen this defense have to defend. Detroit, dinky dunky dunkarooski. Washington, dinky dunky dunkarooski. Like, this defense has turned teams into dinky dunkers. And I don't
dinky
know.
Dinky donuts.
I don't. That's where I'm a little bit like, I don't. The number seems too high.
It does.
What
seem
do they
too
know?
High. Like they're always garbage time, like we are.
Yeah. I think they're thinking big play. I think they're thinking big play over the top.
No,
but a dinky dunker. That's what I think. That's the only way they get to that number is if they have two big boy plays, and I don't think they're going to end up with, you know, a ton of long efficient drives. I think it's going to be dinky dunky and then big shot over the top guy, and we'll see what comes.
Saying dinky dunky.
I think you should say it more.
Packers opponents run on dinky dunkers.
Have you guys watched the first two games?
Yes, yeah, have.
Everything they should get. I'm not. They used to be a partner of ours. They should be getting partners.
Dinky That's donuts
what,
were.
Yeah.
Everything that teams have done has been dinky dunky. Their running back catches. I'd go more because that's what they do. That's what this defense is forcing people to do.
Yeah. All right. I think there's going to be garbage time yardage. I think I'm tempted to, even though that number seems high, to go more. So you can't play that one either. All right, Jesse. I want you, before we get to trivia next, I want you to do the Jordan Love one because I've never seen this one from Prize Picks.
Neither have I. This is, I think, a new category. I love this one. Jordan Love, more or less than 6.5 completions in his first 10 pass attempts.
So he's got to go 7 out of 10.
Got to go 7 out of 10.
70%. What is he at right now?
66.
6-70?
6-7, yeah.
Boy, that is right on it, huh? I'm going to go less.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
He started hot the first
No
two games.
Tucker, more than likely, if Tucker doesn't play.
Right.
Yeah. I think there's going to be some pressure early. It'll be, you know, he's going to have to get rid of the football, maybe throw one away. Yeah, I'm going to go less.
Yeah. This is very creative. If I were Johnny Prize Picks, I would still probably steer clear of it, however. Matt LaFleur is at the podium before Tausch tells us about Prize Picks per Weston Hodkiewicz. He was practicing and got hurt. I don't think it's long term. That's a positive, but he will not be out there today. LaFleur doesn't believe IR will be necessary, but uncertain about Kraft's status for Sunday.
Jeez.
Well, no, that's the fact that there's not going to be IR. Or
yeah, he's not.
He's not playing.
Uncertain. He's certain. He's certain he's not playing.
What word did you want him to use there?
We're thankful that Tucker's not going to be out for a long time, but realistically, he's such an important piece of our offense. We're not going to rush him back. We've got plenty of guys to pick up the slack this week. He's not going to play.
I'd prefer him saying it's going to be a long road to get to Sunday. That tells you he's not playing.
Well,
that's being truthful.
It's not a long road.
No, it could be, though.
It's not a long road, though, to play Prize Picks, because as I've learned from Marshawn Lynch and some other guy, it's right in your pocket on your phone.
It is. And you know what? We make decisions every day. And on Prize Picks, being right will get you paid. Don't miss any of the excitement this season on Prize Picks, where it is good to be right. And Prize Picks is simple to play. More or less, on 2-6 player stat projections, you get it right, cash in. Prize Picks puts their users first. All of the withdrawals, fast, safe, and secure. Prize Picks offers Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more for quick, easy deposits. Old T with a big win last night. Jesse, big win for Old T. Went
well done.
Tagovailoa with a touchdown. He had, you know, a .5 touchdown, which was a nothing burger. Mm. They had a nice one for Josh Allen, but Old T had a nice win last night. I'm going to dabble. I got to see Mahomes, .5 yards. They threw a freebie at us again. Now, you know, it's all fun. Download the app today. Use code WI. You get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That is code WI to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. They're throwing you Mahomes. They're throwing it to you. And then you can look along. I think that Cowboys-Bears game, CeeDee Lamb, there's going to be, I think, a lot of yards. So there's a lot of great opportunities for you on Prize Picks to be right. You know what they say on Prize Picks. It is good to be right.
All right, we need to play some trivia. Jesse, what's today's category and what caller do you want to stick Hunter with?
Packers playing the Browns. Cleveland rocks is this day's Wildy and Tausch trivia category. Questions about the great city of Cleveland, since the Packers only go there once every 8 years. Caller...
Ain't that hard.
12.
Didn't caller 12. 8 years?
I should have done eight.
Like, I thought you were going to go eight.
Should have done eight. Do eight. Do eight. Change your mind. Caller eight.
Do eight. Do eight. Caller eight right now.
844.
844-770-3776.
Hunter, I left behind a complete mess. The entire computer system's down. Let's go call her 68 today. That's going to be nice.
Call her 8 right now. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Call her 8 for Wildy and Tausch trivia next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Matt LaFleur, just a quick addition from Rob Domofsky's tweet. They're going to give him up until game time on Sunday. More often than not, that player does not play. Quote, he has to feel comfortable and be cleared. Again, when they're saying IR is not likely, I also want to say that playing on Sunday is not likely. So take that for what it's worth. Time now to play. I don't know, this is not likely. This is definitely happening. Trivia.
Wildy and Tausch Trivia is presented by Cousin Subs. Crispy chicken tenders are now available at Cousin Subs. Order today in-store at CousinSubs.com or with the Cousins app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
It is time for trivia presented by Cousin Subs. You guys, take this segment off. Go see if you can track down some snacks. I know there was some food there. You guys go enjoy this. We'll get this done.
I'm not going anywhere.
Okay. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Tex in a work truck. Tex, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Taggers to the bowl, bro.
Nicely done,
Jay Bird. All right. Question number one in the category Cleveland Rocks is this. While Philadelphia, Memphis, and Detroit were among other cities considered finalists, Cleveland was ultimately chosen as the permanent location in 1986 to be the home of which international attraction? Was it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, World War I Museum, or the Horizon League Men's Basketball Tournament?
That would be answer A, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Indeed. So since you guys stuck around, does that mean Tausch is reading question two?
No, I'm just sitting here.
We're just not leaving.
I was confused, why you all of a sudden decided to
throw us out. The hour coming.
Yeah, no, I'm
maybe
good.
You wanted to get
but now
food.
You ended up slowing us down. No, go ahead, let it rip.
Yeah. Great it's question
right,
two.
You can read one.
Now I don't even have the good. Sheet. Yeah, I don't have the sheet with me today.
This is exactly what I figured. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Gotta be prepared.
I'm cheering him on.
I appreciate you sticking around to cheer Tex in a work truck.
Come on, Tex.
Question two. Located less than an hour from Cleveland on the banks of Lake Erie, what is the name of the attraction considered to be the second oldest operating amusement park in the United States? Is it Kings Island, Cedar Point, or Valley Fair?
This is going to be a shot in the dark. Can I hear the answers one more time, please?
Of course you may. Is it Kings Island, Cedar Point, or Valley Fair?
I like Cedar Point for some reason. Let's go with B, final.
Right. You'll be right on
good
that.
Good answer, Tex. Hey. Yeah.
Two for two. All right, here comes question three.
Well done.
Question three. A house along West 11th Street in Cleveland became famous for being the setting of which...
He's got it. He knows it. He knows it. He's got it. Don't even need the answers.
Ralphie.
Yep.
Yeah, wow.
Scott Farkas.
Christmas story.
Heard it both ways.
Oh, fudge. You nailed it. Well done. Tex, you're 3 for 3. That means you got 4 entries into the drawing that we may or may not do today, depending on if Hunter can handle that along with the other train wrecks that he's been left with, thanks to Jesse Nelson going to the Greater Bucky Open.
Jesse's doing it Monday. Jesse's doing it Monday.
There you have it.
What?
Oh, well, there
Hunter,
you go.
I believe in you, Hunter. You can do this.
You can do it.
Yeah, Hunter, you got it.
Yeah.
Tex, thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate you.
Hey, good talking to you guys. Love you.
All right, that is Wilde and Tausch Trivia. We are making up ground from our lengthy chat with Joe Thomas. The 11 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.